This is Susan.
And I'm Joy.
And this is Unbalanced. Unbalanced, where we talk about work-life balance and how there actually is no such thing.
Work-life unbalanced, really. Yeah.
Yep.
Actually, I don't even think you have to work. Well, you do have to have life, but you don't necessarily have to work. Work. It's basically just
balance.
What am I doing?
Balance is what we're lacking.
How the hell do we balance our lives?
We don't know. If you've achieved work-life balance, we want to hear about it.
I will bring something up, something that I've been really feeling and really felt a lot of this morning.
Yeah.
I'm curious about other people feeling, and that is jealousy. Mm-hmm. That is, of course, there's, well, I have to narrow it down. Like, we have to pick a certain realm of jealousy. So I'm choosing.
Yeah.
Jealous of the moms that don't have to go to work.
Yeah, I can totally tap into that.
I do not want to bag on them because there is absolutely, in fact, I'm jealous of you. Please don't think I'm belittling or putting down. But
jealous,
how do I look past my jealousy?
Envious to some degree that they're able to even manage that. Because, yeah, I would go crazy having to take care of my kids all day. But I think probably what you're envious of, maybe, are the moms
you don't know me. You don't tell me what I'm just kidding.
Are the moms that are, you know, they've spent all summer and they've been managing their kids and probably dying just waiting for school to start and so happy when school started.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And again, I could not do that because I would fall apart trying to take care of my children all day, every day. Sorry.
But you could, but when you drop them off at school.
But they drop, then they take them to school and then can go. I guess every day I feel like when I see someone walking their kid into school in yoga pants or I see people jogging, mm-hmm. women jogging with their strollers and stuff. I mean, you know, yeah, I'm jealous of that too.
Grocery store. That's where I went this morning and saw a woman with her two younger children. One of them was crying. Like, I mean, I felt, my first thought was, oh my God, how great to be able to take care of things like that. To have like the whole day to take care of it, not like I have 2 hours on Saturday morning.
Right.
But again, I'm not saying like my life is more important or more chaotic because I also had that thought of could I stay and be okay and happy and a healthy mom?
Right.
Being home with the kiddos all day. But yeah, I think I'm not envious because they get to spend so much time with their kids. Okay.
No, I am
envious because they have got, I mean, your shit is so much more put together. Like you have got to have your laundry way further ahead than me and your grocery shopping
picking
things up and reading a book or a magazine. I mean,
that's okay. I mean, it's okay to be envious of that. I mean, I think the exact same thing where it's like, if my job was just to get this stuff done, kids aside, I mean,
yeah, you know, all the other stuff.
I enjoy their company, but I don't enjoy it that much.
Right.
So, kids aside, it's like if this was my job to manage this household, I think I could do it really well. As it stands, I'm doing a terrible, terrible job. But you know, we've made that choice. The reality is.
But do you ever feel like, I didn't get that choice, I've just been forced into it, but then I know that's not true either because...
No, well, you know, you have, because you've been a single mom for a period of time, so you didn't really have a choice. A
little bit, okay, yes.
I have probably had the choice and chose the work route.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, you get to a point where you've established a certain lifestyle or whatever, mm-hmm. that it's like, I could quit my job, but mm-hmm. it would just mean such a drastic change in everything.
Right. In lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, that's the reality. So I can't go around saying, oh, poor me on that level because I did make that choice.
Right. No, I know what you mean though. Like I just, cause I, you know, I could too say, no, it doesn't make really that much sense for me because I have the one kiddo and she does go to school and
She's practically an adult. I don't know what you're whining about.
I would love, mostly, like I said, it's not because I want to spend more time with her. I was thinking this the other day.
It's like, I can't believe how much laundry my family generates. I just cannot believe it.
Right?
I just cannot believe it.
And then I'm sure your kiddos are changing for soccer. Right. And,
right. I'm just like,
what a bunch of jerks.
I don't get it. I just really feel like, I don't know that, I just don't, there's so much laundry. It's insane. But the thing is, yeah, so I'm not ever saying, like, I am envious of those people. Mm-hmm. I'm not necessarily saying I don't have any control over that or my life is the way it is. But for, because I have to be working, but
is there anything
I think I'm just envious of, like you said, that being put together. Like, I just want, I want what we all want, I guess, is have it all, and you can't have it all. Right. We figured that out. We figured out that, you know, life is a train wreck if you decide to have kids and work. And
one person's all is different than a different person, another person's all. And, but how do I deal with these feelings
with the jealousy?
Because I have to tell you, I have had, started actually in kindergarten, which was 2 years ago, I have to avoid the Starbucks in Prairie Village during the work week. Like, I refuse to go by there and grab a coffee.
Because you don't want to see all the yoga
it's,
pants.
It just makes me feel, it's a very high mixture of emotion, but the fact that I get so anxious and irritated when I'm in there. And it's stupid because there's nothing wrong. No one's doing anything wrong. But I just get like, why can't I have this? Oh, you think you're so good. You can have this and you're great and you're going to... How do I deal with it?
I think, I don't know, because you know what complicates it is that usually they're all really fit.
Oh, yeah, I
and
know.
And I hate
they're
that.
They're always, the woman at the grocery store, she, I would say she was with a two, actually, I know, she was a two-year-old, and it was her daughter's fifth birthday, because they were picking up her birthday cake, and I wasn't following them around, I just heard her talking. Yeah,
you were stalking them.
Right? And she was svelte and adorable, and they're getting in their Acura, and... I was like, God damn. You know, like, those kids aren't in school. Where's she working out? She's just chasing after them.
I don't think I'm not a good person to ask because I do not deal with my own jealousy
Do you ever feel like a real, like, anxiety about it? Like, fuck it, I'm not coming to the Starbucks during the week again. I'll go on the weekend.
No, actually, I think that's really healthy because what you're doing is not... putting yourself in the position to expose yourself to those feelings.
Right. And it's not like I only did it
now,
one time.
I went a few times. I'm not that emotionally intelligent or whatever. I mean, I just feel jealousy. But mostly I feel, I get what you're saying about the moms that, you know, stay home. But for me, it's young people.
Oh, yeah.
I just see young people because I'm, you know, of advanced maternal age, as you may be aware. And you will be too.
I am actually.
One of these
days. I have been
days.
For a couple of years.
Yeah. So, that's right. So it's like I see young women with their kids and I think, oh, they've got so much more energy and look at them. And they're so, you know, their kids are so happy because their mom can, you know, do cartwheels and all that kind of stuff. Not that I can't do a cartwheel. I probably could.
Yeah, you can.
But I haven't. But no, it's just energy level, I think, just like
sort of zest for life.
Just yeah,
inside of us.
I mean, just feeling like, when's the point where my son turns around and says to me and my husband, why are you so much older than the other parents?
You know what though, you can use that and be like, well, Brady, we've been wanting to tell you, we're your grandparents.
No, I don't want to.
Oh, you got hung up on the grandparents.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
No, it was supposed to be like some story about.
No offense to the grandparents of the world, but I'm not ready.
Just messed that up.
When my mom was my age, I was in college.
Yeah, that's
just weird to me. Like to even think about having kids in college right now. Like,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
Weird.
That's what I was trying to say. Just
even though I have stepchildren in college. It's different though. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
it is different.
Just like,
because your husband's so old.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
But you know what's funny is that I heard on NPR and it made me feel better. I don't know why. Maybe it's not jealousy as much as just like kind of always forever. You just kind of feel like you want to fit in. You mm-hmm. want to be like everybody else. Like, I don't want to be like.
No, you always want the
anomaly.
Best.
I want to be like everyone else.
Right.
So on NPR, I heard some statistic or whatever that, you know, many more men are waiting until their 50s to have kids.
I heard that story too.
I know. And I was just like, it made me feel so much better because I thought, well, maybe my kids won't be the only ones.
Right.
Like,
the guy who had like a 3-year-old. The story, he was like a firefighter or something.
Right.
Was 50.
Yeah.
And was talking. He had had kids previously as well, but he's like, I know so much more now. Right. It's like a whole different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it made me feel like, and it all kind of came back to, again, me wanting to feel the sense of sameness or, mm-hmm. you know,
or that it's
or
okay.
Right. Like I fit in, I'm mm-hmm. connected, and me wanting my kids to feel mm-hmm. like they fit in and they're the same and not an anomaly. You know, it's weird. And that's imposed on them. Obviously they don't have any sense of that right now at all. And my waking life. I feel like I am like them, like the young moms. Mm-hmm. I feel like in my mind I am.
Right.
And then but it's just those moments where you realize you're not. It's like, for the most part, I feel like we're all the same. We're, you know, and then you look in the mirror and you're like,
Right.
I think we got really deep here on Unbalanced tonight.
We did. We talked about a lot of emotions that, you know what, the people say are inappropriate, but everyone feels them. So, beep you.
We're going to talk about it.
Yeah. And by beep, I mean the word that Susan's kids say. All right. We tried again to figure out what's balanced, and we just wound up depressing ourselves, or at least I depressed you, probably. Maybe depressed
me. I feel amazing.
Well, there we go then. Job done. We need to mention our sponsor, which is audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/unbalanced, you can download a free trial book, a book about being a lawyer, or you can sign up for a 30-day free trial so you can be on jury duty.
That is Unbalanced, and you can hear us at Misfit Radio. That's misfitrad.io.
On the internets.
Unbalanced.